Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Janae. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I was trying to do a new claim. I did unemployment last year, but I'm just now starting that.
So you want to file a new claim. All right. What is your social security number?
420-479596.
Okay, what is your social, your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Jeremy Jones, October 8, 1997, Lakeisha Jones.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and refile for you. All right. Has your name ever changed?
No.
Has your name ever changed?
Has my name ever changed?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
All right. Your birthday is October 8th, 1997, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
You said, do I have difficulty reading, writing, or...
speaking or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Am I disabled?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th high school.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your license number?
It is 93969433.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I do direct deposit.
Okay, what bank do you bank with?
Chime.
We actually don't do Chime anymore.
Okay.
You have a traditional bank?
I have Guardian Credit Union.
Credit Union. I think that would probably work. Give me one moment. Let me verify.
But I think I just do the because I already have a
Waste
to Go card.
Is that what it's called? I mean, I don't. Did you use that last time?
Yeah, man. This card I used last time.
Okay, so you're sure you don't want direct deposit?
Hold on, let me first, because that Guardian, it'd be hard to find the Ralph account. Hold on. Find that Ralph account number real quick. Hello.
Yes.
I got around in our council. Guardian Credit.
Okay, so direct deposit. You wanted your checking account, correct?
Yeah, ma'am. No, you said checking account.
Yes.
Yeah, ma'am. Checking account.
Okay, what's your routing number?
My route number?
Yes.
Two six two two seven six four one zero.
All right, so 2-6-2-2-7-6-4-1-0.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, give me one moment. All right, what's your bank account number?
1710001253334.
All right, so I have 1710001253334.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so the address I have on file is 1365 Harville Road, Selma, Alabama, 36703. Is that correct still?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is your residential address different from your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. I stay in an apartment.
Okay, so you still get mail in the same...
Yeah, my mailing address is the same, 1365 Harville Road.
Okay. The ex has your address changed since the last time you saw, and that would be not right?
Ma'am?
So the ex has your address changed since the last time you saw, and that would be not right?
Yeah, ma'am. No.
Okay. Okay. Which of the vehicles have you recently owned or leased? We have 1988 BMW 6 Series, 1991 Volvo 940 Series, 1994 Jaguar XJ6, 1998 Mercedes-Benz S-Class, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
No, I don't have any of those cars.
All right. Which of the following colleges have you attended? College of the Sequoias, George C. Wallace State Community College, Indiana University Northwest, Malloy College, or none of the above?
Oh, Wallace.
Okay, George C. Wallace. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Golden Harvest Drive, 637 Lee Road, 8 South Lavender Street, 908 Ethel Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
8 South 11th Street.
Okay. Lavender Street.
And did any of those cars have a Honda on it? The dead list of cars had a Honda?
No. I mean, some, like, how can I say it? It's just like trick questions mixed in here, too.
Okay.
Yeah. One moment. All right, so did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
You said that I received a notification that what?
You have a TRA certification?
You said a TR notification?
TRA. You probably didn't if you don't know what that is.
No, I don't. It probably sent to my number.
A TRA certification is like a letter that gets sent to your house, and it lets you know that you're eligible for filing with the, basically it's a trade readjustment letter. Like, because you're in school, doing in trade school, you're eligible to still receive. Okay. All right. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked? Oh, wait. They opened up new questions because of that. I'll start from the top. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
You said in the last 12 months?
Yes. Did you file for or receive unemployment in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. You said in another state?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer that you reported on your last claim?
You said what's the work I've
performed?
I did my last employer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what you said.
You said what kind of work or?
No, was the work. Did you work at the same job that you reported on your the last time you filed your unemployment, or was it with a different company?
Some of the last job I worked at?
Yes, the reason why you're filing for unemployment now. Is that the same company that you filed for?
Globus.
Sir?
Am I Globus? Am I Globus?
I didn't get to the point where I can see your employment history yet. But they're just asking, like, was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
I don't get that. Talking about like a yes or no question?
It's a yes or no question, yeah. So they're basically saying, like, okay, you filed unemployment before and you reported that you were filing from this employer. So they're asking basically, because you're refiling again, is it because you worked with that same employer since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was the last day you worked?
I think it was the February 10th.
All right, if not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Say that again?
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
If it wasn't for COVID, I'd be able to work?
Yeah, if not for COVID-19, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
I think I'm employed with a business. I was employed with a business.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
You said off shift or?
For all shifts, like if not for COVID, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
You said do I. What was that question again?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. You talking about the union? You said a union hiring hall?
Yes.
What is it, like a form of temp service?
So basically just asking, like, do you only get work through a union hiring hall? Like, I guess they provide jobs for people, but if you're not included in a union hiring hall, then
no.
Your answer, yeah, your answer would be no. All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your last job title?
I said warehouse worker.
Okay. Give me one moment. You said you worked at, like, Hyundai?
No, the last job I was at was called the Andersons. I had worked with them through Surge.
Okay. Give me one moment. So I'm going to read this job title to you and let me know if this is similar to what you did. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So receive, store, and issue materials, equipment, and other items from stockroom, warehouse, or storage yard. Keep records and compile stock reports.
You said that the job title that I was just at?
No, I was asking if that's similar to what you did.
Yeah, ma'am, that's not similar to what I do.
Okay. Are you seeking work in this current occupation, yes or no?
You said, am I now?
Can
you repeat that?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read some jobs. And let me know which one you're filing unemployment for. I have DBR Incorporated, Bama Budweiser of Selma, SAE Hand Management, LLC, Workforce Walker Personnel, Management Registry Incorporated, Surge Staffing, LLC.
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah.
That's the last job?
Definitely. Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, so this is the reason why you're filing for unemployment, right?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. Surge. Okay. What was that company's phone number? Okay, give me one second. Okay, and what was your start date? You're still looking for your start date?
Yeah, man, I'm looking for my start date.
Okay.
I think it was January 26th.
You said 26th or 25th?
26th.
Okay. All right, the last day was the 10th, you said?
You said what company it was?
No, I was saying the last day of work was the 10th.
I think it was. It was the 11th.
11th, okay. What city was this work performed in, Selma?
No, ma'am, Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
All right, so it notifies me that your job was a temporary employment agency. This is your separating employer. Why are you no longer working?
Say that again.
Why are you no longer working?
They really ended my assignment.
Okay, so it's like a work. So. Right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Say that again.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to reset your PIN for you. And you can change it back to whatever PIN you had before. All right, so let me know when you're ready to write this temporary PIN down.
I got it.
Okay, so 9697 is your new PIN.
9697?
Yes. All right.
Gotcha.
One moment. All right, so I'm going to read the closing statement for you. Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete your weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Okay, so your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification, as instructed, could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
All right.
All right. Bye.